2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Are you ready?
What's going on here?
Resistance is futile.
This,
indeed you are, Paul,
is...
It's in my hand, Paul!
Fan Effect.
Hi, I'm Andy Farnsworth from KSL News Radio and KSL's Fan Effect podcast. I'm also the movies and pop culture guy for KSL 5 today. And this is my review of Disney's live-action movie, Cruella. Disney's come up with some pretty magical and powerful adversaries to battle their heroes over the course of the past 100 years of movie making. The Evil Queen, Maleficent, Ursula, Gaston, and Jafar are just a few. Could even maybe make the argument for Yzma. Hey man, she used some magic. Disney's also shown a great desire to make live-action versions of many of their animated hits from the past, and lots of money from that, too. Those are just too numerous to list off here. So now, after the success of Angelina Jolie's Maleficent and its sequel, Disney's going back to the vault to make another live-action movie telling the backstory of an animated villain. This time it's... Cruella de Vil? Yeah, on the list of backstories nobody really was asking for, Cruella de Vil has got to be pretty high up there. First of all, which Cruella are we even talking about? The animated one from 1961 or the Glenn Close version from 1996? Either way, we know she had black and white hair, was a terrible driver, and she wants to make coats of Dalmatian fur. Were you really wondering why? Nevertheless, low expectations can often bring high enjoyment, and believe it or not, there are a bunch of things that you can and maybe even will enjoy in Cruella. This live-action tale is set in England in the 1950s and 60s. A young girl with black and white hair named Estella just can't seem to stay out of trouble in her prep school. She gets kicked out. She eventually ends up in London all by herself and falls in with a couple of street thieves named Horace and Jasper. As time goes by, the three grow up and turn into Emma Stone, Paul Walter Hauser, and Joel Fry. They also form a family-type bond and become quite good at conning and robbing people. But all the while, the talented Estella burns with desire to be a fashion designer. Eventually, she gets the chance to work for and be constantly berated by the leading designer in London named the Baroness, who's played by Emma Thompson. Eventually, Estella disguises herself, or is it reveals herself, as a mysterious avant-garde designer named, you guessed it, Cruella, and she begins a guerrilla-type fashion war against the Baroness. Really, the strength of this movie lies in three things. First, is the Emmas, both Stone and Thompson. These ladies just ham it up in the most delicious way. Emma Thompson chews up scenes with a wicked disdain for every character around her, while also hiding a brilliant, ruthless, and cunning mind behind a stunningly dressed exterior. Emma Stone, when in full Cruella mode, matches every one of Thompson's sneers and cool insults in their battle of wits and designs. Second, the gorgeous color palettes used in the clothing and designs of late 1960s London fashion forms a great and striking visual contrast to the black and white of some of the Baroness's parties, as well as her pet Dalmatians. Oh, you didn't think those particular dogs weren't going to show up at some point, didn't you? And third, especially owing to the time period of this movie, there's a killer soundtrack behind it with music from The Doors, Tina Turner, The Rolling Stones, Blondie, and a host of others. As for warnings about Cruella, the movie's rated PG-13 for some adult-ish plot points and a couple of violent moments. It is a bit long as well, running at just over 2 hours and 15 minutes, which is almost a full hour longer than the original animated 101 Dalmatians movie. And quite honestly, director Craig Gillespie probably could have made some cuts to shorten the length without sacrificing too much in the way of story. But the biggest issue that may bother viewers is the really odd relationship this movie has with the known characters from both versions of 101 Dalmatians. There are a lot of obvious nods to each movie, not surprising since they were all based on the same book anyway. But if you're looking for direct continuity from Cruella to either of the two Dalmatian movies, you'll have more questions at the end of this one than you did when you started. Therefore, I would suggest that you go into this movie to just enjoy it for what it is. Emma Stone and Emma Thompson, two great and talented actresses giving it their all in a hazy recreation of 1960s London, a city of millions that somehow has hardly any people ever walking the streets. But I still give Cruella 3 out of 4 stars based almost exclusively on the leading ladies' performances and the visual smorgasbord the movie serves up. Don't waste the effort trying to reconcile it with the 101 Dalmatians movies in the series. Just have a good time and try and spot the Easter eggs. Now, speaking of watching it, you have a couple of options. Cruella is indeed releasing in movie theaters, but as Disney has done with other big films during the pandemic, they're also offering it via streaming on Disney Plus Premier Access. To watch it at home, you'll need to pay the $8 a month subscription fee, then an additional one-time payment of $30. That might be the more affordable option if you have more than 2 or 3 kids, or you still feel uncomfortable going to the theater in person. As a bonus, you can watch it as many times as you'd like. Thanks for watching. I hope you and your family found this review helpful, and I invite you to check out some of my other in-depth reviews of movies and streaming TV shows on KSLTV.com. I'll see you there.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.